This program is underwritten by Bayou Vermilion District's Vermilionville, hosting their weekly Bal du Dimanche held every Sunday from 1 to 4 p.m. Upcoming performances include Joe Hall and the Louisiana Cane Cutters, and Al Roget and Louisiana Pride. For more information on upcoming performances, special events, and guided tours, the website is vermilionville.org.
Peter Novelli from a new release. The disc is called Louisiana Roots and Blues. That was a number entitled Elysian Breakdown. It was preceded by another New Orleans composition, or composition by a famous New Orleans artist. We heard a rendition of Junker's Blues, again a tune written by Champion Jack Dupree many years ago. And this was done by Johnny Mastro and Mama's Boys from their new disc, Luke's Dream. You're listening to the Blues Box here on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS. We have blues for you till 1 this afternoon. And till 1 this afternoon, we're going to be asking those of you who aren't members to join Public Radio here in Acadiana to support us with a financial contribution.
Or if you need to renew your pledge, because we pay our bills yearly. And Raul certainly does this program every Friday during the year and does it again the next year. And we need your help each year. Please consider making that pledge today at 337-482-5787-482-KRVS. Pledge what you can. We ask that you be generous, but every amount is appreciated and well used here, whether that's $25 or maybe $125. And thanks to those couple people last Friday who joined our Cypress Lake Circle by telephone. That's an annual gift of $1,000 or more. And we really appreciate those of you who've been listening for a long time and really feel that you can do that. And you could break that down into monthly payments if you'd like to be a member of the Cypress Lake Circle. But every call counts, every dollar counts, and your support is so important, so crucial to how this public radio station works. Support Raul, support the blues, and support public radio that makes this kind of programming available to all of us. 337-482-5787. That's 482-KRVS. Please call now. Carter Lyles, Janice Batten, Julie Hernandez out there answering phones for us this morning, giving up their Friday morning to be here with the blues, helping us out this morning. So please help us out. Do your part, whether you do it online or by calling or dropping by. Thanks so much to Claire Zimmer. Claire just dropped by with her little granddaughter, Molly, and she's been a longtime listener of the blues. Thanks, we really appreciate that, Claire, for coming by and making your contribution in person. 337-482-5787, 482-KRVS. And Raul, someone had called us earlier just to... I don't know, it's kind of a moving story, that he loves the blues so much, has been listening for so many years, and has had recently to take chemotherapy treatments. And he schedules them during the Blues Box so that he can listen to the blues, and it makes him feel really much better. So tell us your story. When you make a pledge, let us know how the blues enriches your life. And we really appreciate that. And again, we go back to that story of, you know, the couple who called us from labor and delivery wanting baby scratch my back during...
Right. So, well, you know, and there's also the John Lee Hooker tune, Blues is a Healer. The healer, and...
I think it says it all.
Yeah, music is music often is... provides a soothing balm for the heart, the soul, and sometimes even the body, and you know, by providing for the first of those two. Yeah. So do support us. Consider supporting us. I think it was in 1974, Judith, NPR came out with a mission statement, and part of that statement was that that public broadcasting should serve underserved audiences, people that weren't getting a lot of. What, you know,
music. The music and information they wanted, and
that's what we do. And if you look at the variety of programs that you hear on KRVS that we present, Cajun Creole Zydeco music for many, many years. We have Cecil Doyle doing all sorts of programs, reggae. We have big band music. We have just a whole slew of programs that would be very, very hard to find elsewhere. And that's what we're asking you to support. If you don't support us yet, we feel that what we're doing is as a radio station is unique, and we feel that we reflect this area. And we'd like to thank all of you out there who support us, and those of you who have not yet become members. We need membership. Numbers in members is very important. The financial side of it is, of course, important too, but we need membership. That's important for us when we apply for grants.
Yes, it makes a huge difference for them to see how many people support us, that it matters, the numbers of people who actually actively contribute to their public radio station. So whether that's 10 $10, $25, $100, $500, $1,000, whatever you can give, your call counts. Do your part, be counted, and support public radio in an active way. 337-482-5787. 482-KRVS. But of course, at a $75 level or over, you could ask for one of our t-shirts, either the Blues Box t-shirt with Slim Harpo on it, or our rooster shirt. It's a vintage rooster weather vane on it. Beautiful pecan brown with that rooster in a rich red color. It says, instead of north, south, east, west, it's got KRVS on it. And our lady shirt, very pretty seafoam blue with a vintage rose and butterfly on it. And it says KRVS Radio Acadie on the front. Those are available for a $75 contribution or over, or the tote bag that also has a rooster on it, a rooster in kind of a woodcut grain. And one of our producers, Richard LeBlanc, discovered you can fit 10 LPs in that bag.
Well, it also looks like it'd be good for carrying like a bushel or maybe even a peck of fried chicken.
I didn't think of that, Raul, but yes, absolutely. Stop off at your favorite fried chicken place and pop it in your tote bag. Knitting, books, CDs, it's a great tote bag. That's available for a $75 contribution. So if you just are mugged and t-shirted up to the neck, then you might want to get that tote bag and promote KRVS that way. Really good. 337-482-5787, 482-KRVS. Please call now. You've been thinking about it all week, and Blues Box is your favorite show. If you've never donated before, please consider becoming a contributing listener. It's easy to sit back and think that somebody else is going to support the Blues Box for me, but nobody listens to it like you do. It's a personal medium. It comes into your car, into your living room, wherever you listen. And now, of course, on our phones, we can listen wherever we go. Do your part. Make that call. Don't let somebody else pay for all of this pleasure and information you get from the Blues Box. Do your part. Give what you can. It's time. This is the second Blues Box. We'll be out of your way on Sunday, but we have to talk to you about the importance of public radio and ask you to be mindful about how much you listen and what it means to you. 337-482-5787-482-KRVS. You can stop by, pick up a t-shirt, and go to one of many of the outdoor activities that will be taking place this weekend and help promote KRVS. We're going to get back on with the music. I do want to thank Alan Lanfier, who called in his contribution from Lafayette. Thank you very much, Alan.
And thank you, Judith, and thank all of you out there who do support us. We're going to listen to a recording of Muddy Waters done back in 1963, an all-acoustic recording. Buddy Guy is playing a second guitar on this track, Willie Dixon on bass, Clifton James on drums. And really, these are interesting recordings, these particularly these acoustic recordings, because good examples of how powerful a singer Muddy Waters was. He had a lot of charisma. Here is Muddy Waters with a number called "You're Gonna Need My Help."
Gonna need my help, I said. Oh, you gonna need my help, I said. You know I won't have to worry. I have everything little good coming my way. Well, you wake up in the morning with your face all full of frowns. I ask you what's wrong with you, so I'm slowly putting you down, but oh, you're gonna need my help, I say. Won't have to worry. I have everything look good coming my way. That's folk.
Box is made possible in part by a gift from La Fonda of Lafayette since 1957.
Satisfied by the way that you do. I've got to help you find somebody to do your duty.
From from her disc Mama's Blues that came out back in 1991. That was Rory Block with her cover of an old Bessie Smith tune, Do Your Duty. Before we heard Rory Block here on KRVS, we heard music from Muddy Waters. Muddy Waters along with Buddy Guy on second guitar, and also Clifton James drums, Willie Dixon on bass, a number written by Muddy Waters, a tune called You're Gonna Need My Help. And of course, we're asking for your help right now. We're in day 8 of our 10-day fundraiser. We're asking you to, as Bessie Smith would say, as Rory Block just did, do your duty. Don't send your friend Jones. Don't rely on your neighbor to do it. Please consider helping us out. Pay your blues dues. Do your duty.
Raul, I thought you were going to say, Bessie Smith, get me a pig foot.
we had that bit last year. Actually, it was by, Bessie did it, but we heard Billie Holiday do it.
Oh, beautiful, beautiful song. Thanks so much to those people pledging online. It certainly seems to be an easy way for a lot of people to make their contribution. Thank you. Lance Hedden from Bro Bridge, thank you very much. Corey Benoit's Uncle Lance, listening for 25 years.
Thanks.
You very much, Lance. Thanks to Betty Bass, and she says, Blues Box is a Friday tradition, and she always waits until Friday to paint at the camp so she can paint and listen. Thanks so much, Betty Bass.
Thank you.
And thanks, Cynthia Scott. We really appreciate your contribution, listening to the blues and donating. Thanks to David Johnson from Broussard, continuing to support and enjoy the blues. Keep up the good work, Raul. Thank you very much, David. Thanks also to Denny and Katie Culbert from Lafayette. Thank you very much, Denny and Katie Culbert. And Wayne... from Milton. Thank you very much. We appreciate your contribution. And brother, Dave Spazzali.
Why, thank you, Dave. I know that guy.
Do you know that guy?
Yeah, I know
Dave
that
Spazzali.
Guy.
Dave Spazzali. Didn't he used to, like, come around during a blues
box?
Yeah, Dave Spazzali.
Thanks.
Brother Dave Spazzali. Thank you so much, Dave. We really, really appreciate that. Glad to have you with us. Thanks so much. All making their pledges online. You, too, can do that at krvs.org easily. Just go to our webpage, krvs.org. There's a red button on the top right-hand corner that says support, and click on that. It takes you immediately to our pledge page. You can fill that out and take a look at the premiums, the Blues Box shirt included. Make your contribution by credit card, MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover. It'll take really just a couple minutes of your time, but if you'd like to write us a note and tell Raul what this program means to you, how long you've been listening, there's a listener comment section, and you certainly can do that. Very gratifying to hear your stories about the Blues Box. 337-482-5787, 482-KRVS, an easy call to make. Really nice phone volunteers. Or you could drop by. We love to have our listeners drop by on a Friday. Parking gets better around noon on campus. Classes are over, and you can find your way just very close to Burke Hall. Come on in and take a look at the shirts and make your contribution and pick up a shirt for the weekend. 337-482-5787, 482-KRVS. A huge thanks to all the faculty and staff who've been coming by to make their contributions by payroll deduction. Thank you very much. So however you make that pledge online, by phone, coming by, mailing it, it's important. We cannot do it without your help. Raul would not be able to play 4 hours of blues every Friday.
I'd have to go to work.
That's right.
That would be awful.
You'd be singing the blues, Raul. And we'd all be singing the blues as well. But public radio allows the stories to be told, the music to take its time, and you're listening, you like that format, support it. It only works with you, the public. 337-482-5787. And if you work for a company, oil company, financial company, any major company, ask if your company has a matching gift program. Many major companies do. Sometimes they will usually double your contribution, but sometimes there are companies that will triple. So find out about that online or ask your human resources office about the matching gift programs. 337-482-5787 or securely and easily online at krvs.org, and stop by our Facebook page too. We've got great photographs of the t-shirts by Gwen Oquin. That's at KRVS Public Media. So many ways to be a part of this community, and especially right now, listening to the blues.
Thanks, Judith, and again, thank all of you out there who are supporters of public radio here in Acadiana. We heard just a couple of minutes ago Rory Block doing a Bessie Smith tune. We're going to turn now to Bessie herself. She was huge back in her own day, and historically, as far as blues is concerned, she still is. The Empress of the Blues, she was called back then, came out of a basically vaudevillian type tradition and wrote and recorded some wonderful songs, brash and brassy and No Shrinking Violet, Bessie Smith. She independent. She projected a character that was, in a sense, very refreshing and appropriate for the jazz age and the roaring 20s. We're going to go back to 1927. Listen to Bessie Smith do a number that is somewhat sanguinary, I guess, and some part, well, you might even consider it a bit grisly. Here is Bessie Smith with, a pretrial in camera pleading. Bessie Smith with Send Me to the Electric Chair.
Don't know what to do. black and blue. Tell me what you gonna do now. They say he's left you all alone to weather this old storm. He's got another woman now hanging on his arm. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That old fool's telling everybody sick and tired of you. Hey, Lordy, Lordy, Mama, what are you gonna do? Hey, yeah. Tell me what you gonna do. They say you left a fuss and fight and bring a good man down and don't know how to treat him when he takes you on the town. They say you ain't behind him and just don't understand and think that you're a woman but acting like a man. Hey, Lordy, Mama, what you gonna do now? Get your nerves together, baby, and set the record straight. Set it straight. Let the whole round world know it wasn't you that caused this bitter fate. All these years you loved him, and he knows it's true. 'Cause what you want for your man is what he's wanting to. Hey, yeah. What you gonna do now?
For Mama, Nina Simone on piano and vocals, recorded back in December of 1966. Before hearing Nina Simone, we heard Bessie Smith from 1927. Bessie Smith doing Send Me to the Electric Chair. And you're listening to the Blues Box here on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS. We have blues for you till 1 this afternoon. I'd like to remind you, coming up at 1 o'clock, American Roots with host Nick Spitzer. And at 3 o'clock, Freetown Radio with Roger Cash. Today, he'll have some special guests in the studio with him, some musicians that will be playing at the Black Pot Festival that takes place this weekend at Acadian Village here in Lafayette. And again, we're asking you to support us. If you're not a member of Public Radio, we want you to join us and help us keep these programs going. We need your help in the form of a financial contribution. You can pledge that support by calling us at 482-5787, 482-KRVS, or pledge online at krvs.org. We're going to turn to another pianist and vocalist, fine lady blues musician. This one a lot more contemporary than Nina Simone, who we just heard. Deanna Bogart, West Coast blues pianist, has a new disc out called Piano Land. She's going to do a tune. Let me see. We heard Buddy Guy do this, I think, about 4 weeks ago. Here's Deanna Bogart with her rendition of I Love the Life I Live.
I see you watching me just like a hawk. I don't mind the way that you talk. But if you touch me, something's got to give.
I live the life I love, and I love the life I live. My diamond ring and my money too. Tomorrow night, they could belong to you. The boys move me at their will. I live the life I love, and I love the life I live. I may lay 100 on a bet this time. Tomorrow night, can't cover your dime. Next week, I could be over the hill. I'm just trying to tell you people how I feel. You see me walking as I pass you by. Don't talk about me, cause I could be high. Just forgive me, if you will. I live the life I love, and I love the life I live.
Once again, music from Deanna Bogart from her new disc, Piano Land. Her rendition of, I think that was a Willie Dixon composition, if I remember right. I love the life I live. You're listening to The Blues Box here on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS.
The Blues Box is underwritten by Orion Case LLC, designing and manufacturing reusable shipping containers for delicate equipment. Located in Lafayette, the telephone number for Orion Case is 291-1847. The website is www.orioncase.com.
William Clark on blues harp. Judith?
And Raul, I think you should hear this particular dedication testimony here. Keith LaStraps donated from Jacksonville, Florida, just now online. And he says, I've been listening since 1985 when a student at USL. And with the internet, I've been able to enjoy around the world while in the Navy. Now in Jacksonville, Florida, Fridays are not the same if I don't get the Blues Box. Thanks for all you do.
Yeah, thanks, Keith. Thanks. Wow.
Thanks, Keith LaStraps. We really appreciate that. Thanks to Professor Tim Dix. He is a geology professor here at UL Lafayette, stopping to make his contribution by payroll deduction. Thanks so much, Tim Dix, and all of the professors. Interesting numbers of professors in different departments. We appreciate that. Many from biology, from English, from music, and business. So all around campus, communications are supporting KRVS. If you have not yet done so, you can stop by and get a payroll deduction form. Have it taken out monthly. It's painless. You don't even notice it. Thanks so much to Mike Veillon from Lafayette. Mike with Acadian Transmission and the Veillon family supporting the Blues Box. Thanks very much, Mike Veillon and the family. Thanks to Danny Northcutt from Lafayette. And he says his internet radio plays most days and has only two stations programmed. And they're both public radio stations. KRVS is 90% of the time. So thanks, Danny Northcutt from Lafayette. We appreciate that. Thanks to Dr. Martin Ball, who is a professor in communications here at UL Lafayette, pledging online, a longtime supporter of KRVS. And thanks to Tina Craig. Tina Craig says, tell the crew at KRVS the blues lady says hi.
Thanks, Tina.
And she says, I usually have a request for Raul, but that you're doing such a great job this morning, there's no need to request anything.
Thanks.
Thanks, Tina Craig. We appreciate that. Also, thanks to Brennan Trim. Brennan Trim from St. Martinville has Trim's drywall, and he's the one requesting Mr. Charlie. So maybe we'll get to that a little bit later on. Thanks so much, Brennan Trim from St. Martinville. 337-482-5787. 482-KRVS. 482-5787. 482-KRVS, or online, as so many of you are doing this morning, at krvs.org. Click that red button that says support. It will take you immediately to the pledge page, and you can fill out just a little bit of information, make your payment by credit card, and leave a note for Raul. Tell him what the program means to you, where you listen from, how you listen, and thanks to those of you like Keith Lestraps listening all over the world, letting us know that and how important it is to you. It's very gratifying for all of us, and particularly Raul, to know how far the reach is and what it means to everyone, whether it's here in Acadiana or in different parts of the world. 337-482-5787. 482-KRVS. Do your part. Get your office involved and challenge each other to make a pledge to support what fuels you in the morning and gets your Friday going, and that's the Blues Box. If you're an artist listening in your studio, we like to think that the Blues Box is a part of your creative process. Pledge, let us know what it means to you. 337-482-5787. 482-KRVS or online at krvs.org. And we're going to get back on with some blues, but we are here when the music is playing. Make that contribution online or give us a call or stop by.
William Clark with Moton Swing. By request, we have coming up next Sonny Landreth. Sonny Landreth with Congo Square. This from the disc South of I-10. This one came out back in 1995. Sonny had recorded it also 10 years earlier. It first appeared on the album, Way Down in Louisiana. And Sonny also recorded it with John Mayall on Mayall's disc A Sense of Place. Music by request here on the Blues Box on KRVS, requested by someone that pledged their support to public radio here in Acadiana. We hope that you'll do the same if you haven't already done so, or renewed your membership. 482-5787, the number to call, or 482-KRVS. And also pledge securely online at krvs.org. We have another such request from someone that contributed. Today we're going to turn to Lightning Hopkins. This tune, I guess, has been the most requested over the years, at least as long as I've been doing the program. A number that Lightning recorded for Jewel and Paula Records out of Shreveport, Louisiana. Initially, it came out on a 45, and there was part one and part two, which, of course, you'll figure out. First, there's the vocal intro, and then the music. The music started on the flip side of the record. By request, Lightning Hopkins with Mr. Charlie.
Once in the country, there was a little boy. He stuttered. And he studied so bad his mother couldn't understand what he would be talking about. And she never did know anyone to study but that one child that she had. So in this way of speaking, the little boy studied so bad the mother couldn't understand him, and he couldn't understand mother, because she would tell him, say, "Well, son, what you want this morning?" He said, but he's talking about butter and toast. So she said, "Well," I said, "Lord, what's the matter with my child?" So he heard it. So the little boy decided he would leave home. So he taken his little flour sack and packed his little things, he left. And he run up on a rolling mill, which was called Mr. Charlie's Rolling Mill. So the little boy get there, Mr. Charlie was working around his road bushes. So he walked up to him, said, Mimit, he wanted to ask him his name. But the man stooped, straightened up and said, "My name is Charlie." So the little boy said, Mimit, I want a home. He said, "Boy, you can't work." He said, "Mimit can work." He said, "Well, I tell you what, I don't have time to fool with you, but I tell you what, if you promise me, I got an old bunkhouse out there in the back that you can live in. If you promise me, if my meal catch a fire on one of these mornings, that you see this is one block up the road, so you'll run up here and tell me that my meal's on fire, I will let you live in that bunkhouse as long as you live." So the little boy told him, said, "Me will." So last one Sunday morning, Mr. Charlie's meal did catch on fire. The little boy done the best he could to put it out, but he couldn't. So the little boy, he did do what Mr. Charlie told him. He run up there to tell Mr. Charlie about his meal was on fire. When he got there, Mr. Charlie was working around his rose bushes again. He said, "Boy, here you is again." He said, you're trying to tell him your rolling meal is on fire." So Mr. Charlie looked at him and said, "Boy, listen. Said, I told you what I got to do my work." He stooped down again and go to work with his rose bush, and he thought about it. He had told the little boy if his meal did catch a fire to run up there and tell him about it. So he said, "Look at here, boy." See, he just kept on pointing back. Said, you. He said, "Look, if you can't talk, it's a singing." And he hollered at him. He just like this. He said,
"Oh, Mr. Charlie. Your rolling mill is burning down. Mr. Charlie, do you know your rolling mill is burning down? Mr. Charlie says you ain't got no water, boy. Just let that old mill burn on down. Oh, Mr. Charlie, I won't have no place to stay. Mr. Charlie, I won't have no place to stay. Mr. Charlie, boy, you'll have a home with me. Just as long as there is a day. Little little boy couldn't help but cry. He walked off to himself and cried and told Mr. Charlie one more time. Charlie, do you know your rolling mill is burning down? Little Charlie, do you know your rolling mill is burning down? Little Charlie, see if you ain't got no water, boy. Let that old mill burn on down.
Lightning Hopkins, Texas blues man, doing the his classic, Mr. Charlie. You're listening to the Blues Box here on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS. We broadcast at 88.7 FM, Lafayette and Lake Charles. We stream live audio on the web at krvs.org.
Support for KRVS comes from the family of John and Hillary Slaughter, promoting the cultural experience offered by the town of Grand Coteau, Louisiana, with local businesses such as Casa Azul, Criolla Cafe, Earth and Herbs, Brent's Catering, and P&D Cakes. The family of John and Hillary Slaughter, encouraging others to explore Grand Coteau. Support for KRVS comes from Acadiana Yoga and Wellness, located at 911 Harding Street in Lafayette's Oil Center. Acadiana Yoga and Wellness, offering yoga and Pilates classes and yoga teacher training, as well as massage therapy and Vedic Thai yoga. Class schedules and upcoming events can be found online at acadianayoga.com.
Well, I think we'll pass on that one, Judith. Press the wrong button. It's already been a long morning.
But. All right. But there's so much going on, and we really appreciate those of you who are adding to the excitement of the morning. But it's moving along. It's the Blues Box, and I'm not sure what hour we're at, Raul, but Taco Sisters just delivered the tacos.
Great.
So we're in the third hour of the Blues Box right now, and we hope that you will make your contribution, whether you call, stop by, or do that online. Thanks to Visual Arts Professor Alan Jones, who just stopped by with his contribution. He's been contributing every year. We appreciate that, Alan Jones in Visual Arts. Thanks to Dr. Nicole Mueller. She is in communications. Actually, not communications, the communicative disorders. And I apologize, Dr. Martin Ball, who pledged earlier, he is in communicative disorders as well, the both of them. Thank you so much, Nicole Mueller and Dr. Martin Ball, making their contributions.
Thanks.
Appreciate it. 337-482-5787 482-KRVS or online securely right now at krvs.org. Make that pledge while you're thinking about it. Put it on your to-do list. If you're like many people, you have so many things to do, so many responsibilities, and it's important to write down the things that we really want to make sure that we get to during the day. Jot KRVS down, jot the number down, note our website, and make that pledge. It's day 8. We're with you just through Sunday. It's passed by so fast this week, and we feel like it has been a celebration. So many great conversations with listeners who have stopped by, and actually just talking with Keith Lestraps from Jacksonville. I spoke with him. He had called, and they're hoping to have a Ragin' Cajun fan club over there in Jacksonville for North Florida, and they all want to be supporting KRVS. So we appreciate that.
We certainly do.
That's right. Thanks to Keith Lestraps and his wife again. UL alums, USL alums, and also supporters of KRVS. 337-482-5787 482-KRVS. Great Blues Box shirts for a $75 contribution or over. Of course, we also have those beautiful pecan brown shirts with the vintage rooster weather vane on it. And it's actually very appropriate for the Blues Box because that weather vane has got KRVS for the directionals. And we do seem to be on all points of the globe. People listening in, calling us, making their contributions online. People listening everywhere to the Blues Box, either searching for great music or they're from Louisiana and it's their lifeline back to Louisiana. If one of those fits you, then please consider making a pledge to support the stream that gets the Blues Box to your computer or phone. 337-482-5787. 482-KRVS. Really nice ball caps as well. And off a pigment dyed green, pigment dyed pine green with our logo embroidered on it. Great way to support and promote KRVS if you get one of those caps for a $75 contribution. You could also choose the mug, a speckled yellow mug with a little alligator crawling on it. A very warm yellow mug. Very nice. You'll like the shape and the color. That's available for a $75 contribution. We have photographs of all of these either on our website through the support button or on our Facebook page, KRVS Public Media. So take a look at them, make your contribution, but don't let this Blues Box pass by without becoming a member, an active contributing member. Maybe you've been listening for a long time and you just haven't done that. You haven't gone to the phone, you haven't gone to your computer and become a contributing listener to this program. It means a lot to you, and your support means a lot to us. It makes all the difference. 337-482-5787.